The Phoenix City Council will review proposals to improve police accountability. The Phoenix Police Department came under scrutiny last summer after officers drew their weapons and chanted profanities at a family accused of shoplifting. Afterward, the city held several town halls for residents to express their concerns over policing. Joining us to talk about the citizen review proposals before Phoenix Council members is Kevin Robinson, a criminal justice lecturer at ASU and former assistant Phoenix police chief. He chaired the agency's discipline review board for a dozen years. Kevin, there are two options before the city council. One creates a civilian police ombudsman and a community relations board. Can I get your perspective on the strengths and weaknesses of that model?
I think that has a great deal of strength because what it does is you're taking the responsibility, or I shouldn't say the responsibility, but you're taking away from the police department the ability to make recommendations, which is a good thing. It can be. I think nowadays, if you look across the country, you look where there have been problems with law enforcement agencies in different communities, it's because there has become a sense of distrust. You have to maintain trust. If a police department's going to move forward, it has to be has to have that relationship with the community. And in this particular case, the option A is what they're looking at. It provides a review and an auditor. So you are able to, in that particular situation, make changes where changes are needed. They can review. They can say, hold on a second, there's something wrong here. Something more needs to be done. So it's I see that as a pretty good option.
Okay.
The other option is a hybrid of an investigative model where an outside group would have the ability to do an investigation or conduct an investigation and conduct questioning of department employees along with the internal affairs of the Professional Standards Bureau. I see some problems with that because you have two investigations going on at the same time. What happens if you have two different findings? You know, who's going to be the final arbiter of that issue? So there are those concerns that I have looking at the two models. And what you want is you want a sense of fairness. You want a sense of justice. And I believe that the option that gives everybody a little bit of everything, that offers the most fairness and the most justice, is the one that's the most successful. It's not just about one group having more power over another group and being able to move or direct investigations a certain way. So that's what the council really has to take a real hard look at.
So let's talk about the two pretty distinct groups that will want to weigh in, whether formally or informally. So you're going to have people who feel like they have distrust or they feel concerned about actions of the police department against certain members of the community. And then the other is the rank-and-file officers.
Correct.
So talk about those two different groups and how they might react to these different models.
Well, I'll talk about the outside group because I think uniquely the perspective I have as an African-American, you know, law enforcement has not always been on the side of right when it comes to members of our minority communities. That's a given. Mm-hmm. For anyone not to recognize that, they're not being, they're not looking forward. So you have to realize that people are going to have concerns and there's going to be a distrust. That's what police departments have to work toward, building a greater sense of transparency, accountability, and trust. I think you can get there, but it takes a lot of work on everybody's part. Now, can you do it with an investigative type of body working? I just don't know. That's my end result. I don't know. In some communities it might be possible, others it may not. Now, having been a police officer for 36 and a half years, I would start to get a little worried about someone who may not have the requisite skill set to conduct a thorough investigation. As a perfect example, if I'm involved in a shooting and I shoot at somebody who is shooting at me or doing something bad and I miss, and that's a very real possibility, and my bullet strikes someone 100 yards down the road, and it hits them, and God forbid, it kills them. Am I guilty of a crime? Was I acting in good faith? I want, as a police officer, I want someone looking at an incident like that that has the background, the experience, the knowledge to understand what happened, and not a reaction to, oh, this officer killed somebody. And it's a terrible thing. Don't get me wrong. It would be a terrible thing. But there are a lot of moving parts that have to be considered as the council moves forward and tries to decide which one of these two options they're going to adopt.
Are both sides defensive at this point to make it so there has to be even more understanding of whatever the model turns out to be to get people closer to the same page? Are we starting at a harder starting point?
I think we are, because the Phoenix Police Department has been under the microscope for the last couple of years for several high-profile incidents, as well as, you know, the number of shootings they have had. What I'd like for people to really keep in mind is, be it good, bad, or indifferent, police officer-involved shootings, they're cyclical. They run high and low. Mm. In my years with the department, I remember some very high years, and I remember some very low years. And each and every time, and people have to really understand this, the police department doesn't take that lightly. There's not a single individual inside of any police organization that says, oh, we had another shooting, no big deal. Mm. It's not like that. Really is. It causes a deep concern. Why is this happening? What's going on? And what can we do to prevent this from occurring in the future? That's training. That's a better understanding of the communities that you police. It's looking at trends. It's doing all of those types of things so that you can deliver a better product, be a better police department.
So knowing where we're at now, whatever model we go forward with, how big an impact do you think it can have, and how soon could it have an impact?
I think it'll have a tremendous impact, but it's time. Mm. You know, for the longest time, we have had community involvement, and it has always been a good thing. But if you look around the country and you look at things that are happening in different communities, it comes down to people not having complete and total trust in their agencies and their law enforcement agencies. Now is the time for Phoenix to really get out in front of that before something bad happens here, so that people understand and know that it's an organization, a city, and a police organization that is willing to be accountable and transparent to the community that it works for. So I think it's a good thing.
Former Assistant Police Chief for the City of Phoenix, currently a lecturer at ASU School of Criminology and Criminal Justice, Kevin Robinson, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.